This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Liz Lusk and Kelsey Witt for the Keep the Faith group. Ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Doing fine.
And we are here to talk about the Keeping the Faith campaign, and we've got a big event coming up on April 12th. We'll talk about that a little bit. For those that don't know, Liz, let's talk with you a little bit. The Keeping the Faith campaign, I know Litchfield residents, if you drive around town, you'll see signs around Keeping the Faith, Keeping the Faith. Tell us a little bit about this campaign.
Well, it started 2 years ago when Faith Hartzell battled her first round with cancer. She had Ewing's sarcoma at that time. Just this past November, she celebrated 1 year cancer-free and most recently got the news that her that cancer had come back. This time she has leukemia. So it's just the campaign has just come back around as community support for her and her family.
Okay. And I know several events have been held in the honor to raise money to help out with the family, with the medical expenses and everything like that. One of the events is coming up right around the corner. It's on April 12th. It's a blood drive and bone marrow campaign. Talk with us a little bit about that.
This event we're really excited to have. It's a blood drive and a bone marrow registration drive. It's in honor of Faith and also of Hunter Niehaus, who also has leukemia. We're excited about this because there's a need. The blood banks are, you know, getting empty, and the family expressed that this would be a great way to honor Faith, and we thought it would be a great way to honor Hunter as well.
And tell us a little bit. It's from 10 till 4. It's mm-hmm. at the First Baptist Church in Litchfield. Real easy to find. And this is kind of like a two-for-one sway. I don't know the bone marrow situation. It depends on if you're a match, right? Correct?
Correct.
On that, how is this all basically?
So it's a basic blood drive. Anyone can come and donate blood just as normal. The bone marrow is an extra bonus for the day. It's a simple cheek swab if you wish to get on the bone marrow registry. You won't be tested at this time to see if you're a direct match for Faith mm-hmm. or for Hunter. It would just be for you to get on the bone marrow registration.
And this has just been one of many events that's been held in the honor of Faith and Hunter. I know recently you guys had the Paint the Town Green event out in Litchfield. And from what I've seen on Facebook and around, this was a huge success. Kelsey, if you want to talk with us about that, that would be outstanding.
Sure. We had Creative Flair donated the green shirts in honor of Faith. We think we sold probably around 1,500 shirts. All the students were able to wear them to school, get group pictures. And then we also had Friday night KSDK came, and we took a group picture at Library Park. We think about 300 people, 200 to 300 people showed up for that. So
when you have the when you have the city council all wearing the shirts, that's a pretty big deal because they don't really do that very often. But you had basically the city council and the city staff over at City Hall wear the shirts. That's a pretty big deal.
That is great turnout, and we appreciate everyone that showed support for her.
And, of course, we've got other events planned. Liz, you were talking with us a little bit about the Litchfield McDonald's, their Easter Bunny event that they normally have. We'll have a twist to benefit Faith with the Keep the Faith initiative as well. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that, or is it too early to talk about?
From the details that I understand, they're on April 8th, probably in the evening. That's a Tuesday night. They are doing the annual photos with the Easter Bunny. They're going to call it Bunnies for Faith this year, and they are graciously donating their proceeds to Faith's family.
And this just blows my mind, living in Hillsboro, seeing what Montgomery County does, and it amazes me. Everyone knows the economy is bad. Everyone's basically clamoring on to that last dollar if they can. Mm-hmm. But if there's ever a family in need or a person in need, this county always steps up to help out. And this is another perfect example, Keep the Faith, where the county has stepped up and helped out a family in need. And there's no better feeling than this.
Absolutely. You know, there's just a very small group of us that call ourselves Team Faith. It's a group of friends of the family or of faith. And we just started out to try to do something small. And I think all of us, all of our phones are ringing off the hooks with people calling and saying, you know, we want to do this, and our group wants to do that, and our business wants to do this. It's been overwhelming, the amount of events that there have been for this cause.
Have you turned anyone away, right?
No, absolutely not. It's just been amazing.
And of course, as we come to a close, you guys have a bone marrow test and blood drive. It's on April 12th at the First Baptist Church in Litchfield. Anyone seeking more information, what's the number that they can call?
If they want more information, they can either call myself, Liz Lusk, at 217-556-2327, or also Stacy Dooley, 217-556-8945. And you'll start to see flyers around town at businesses. Our numbers are on those flyers as well.
And 10 to 4, there's plenty of ample amount of time to get out to the church and donate blood and that. And not only are you helping the Fat family out, but the Central Illinois Community Blood Center, who's behind this, they're a great organization,
yeah,
too. So it's kind of like a two-for-one's way.
Yeah, and we're very excited to be partnered with the Central Illinois Blood Bank. The blood will stay local in our local hospitals, so it will help many, hopefully.
Liz, Kelsey, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck on this year's campaign.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Liz Lusk and Kelsey Witt for the Keep the Faith group. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Topanot.